These are the readings for Advanced Studio Classroom, November 2013.
Photographing the Northern Lights. Braving the elements for a chance to witness a spectacular sight. So there we were, trying not to freeze at minus 40, which is about the same whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. We were up in Churchill, Manitoba, Canada, to photograph northern lights, since the next couple of years are supposed to be incredible. Our group was a varied lot, ranging from folks with point-and-shoot cameras to the guy with a $6,000 Nikon. And astoundingly, all of us got decent pictures. That's how far camera technology has come. In Churchill, better known as Polar Bear Central, 10,000 people stomp through this town of 850 on the southwest rim of Hudson Bay each fall during bear season. Another few thousand come for beluga whales in summer, and now there's a thriving winter season whose main feature is predictable, absolutely breathtaking northern lights. Our trip north came via Frontier's North Adventures, which has a very fancy tundra buggy, similar to a bus on giant wheels, with sofas, tables, snacks, heaters, and a bathroom. And though bears pour through here in October and November, by March, they're mostly gone, so it's safe to stand around with your tripod on a frozen river. Training time. But first, in Winnipeg, gateway to Churchill, we were given a clinic on technique and a chance to practice shooting the lights in the Manitoba Museum Planetarium, where it was warm and comfy. Pretend lights were projected across the domed ceiling so we could try different exposures and shutter speeds. Though the northern lights are there year-round, you need a dark sky and, sigh, stamina, since the best lights seem to come in the wee hours of the coldest mornings. Temperatures below zero, sometimes well below, are common. So to photograph the aurora, you need to be prepared. The locations. These can be found mostly in a ring about 1,500 miles from the North and South Poles. In North America, this means Fairbanks, Alaska, Churchill, Manitoba, Yellowknife, and the Northwest Territories. The equipment. You'll need a camera that lets you open the shutter for at least 30 seconds or a bulb setting. A way to turn off autofocus. You won't be able to focus on anything at night. Just set it for infinity. And a cable release to trip the shutter. You'll want lots of well-charged batteries and memory cards. Hand warmers for the batteries, your feet and hands. A very sturdy tripod. And a small flashlight or, even better, a headlamp. The clothing. You'll need warm underwear, a sweater, thick insulated pants and parka, a balaclava to cover your entire head and a neck gaiter, plus a hat, thin inner gloves, thick outer gloves, and a pair of seriously insulated boots. The technique. Your ISO, speed of capture, depends on how bright the lights are. Try different settings, starting with ISO 400 and going up even to 3,200 if your camera will do that. Open your shutter to its widest setting. Set your shutter speed for 20 seconds to start. Turn down your LCD screen so it won't blind you, but you can still tell what you are getting. Turn on noise reduction if your camera has it. Read the manual before you go. In dead dark, you totally forget where everything is on your camera. So you really need to practice, grope, and memorize. Once out there, find something to frame. Trees, a building, even people. And when you go inside, there's usually a yurt, building, or snow coach for warming people. Do not bring your camera in, unless you have it wrapped in plastic or in a bag to keep condensation off. Then go home and make all your friends jealous. Vocabulary focus. Astoundingly. Stamina. The wee hours. Insulated. Dead. Grope. Condensation.